Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Bet Perek Kaf Aleph, Chapter 21 of Second Chronicles. This chapter focuses on the figure of Yehoram, the king of Yehuda. Yehoram is the son of the previous king Yehoshaphat. Yehoram is spoken of in Sefer Melachim as overall a negative king, but he is certainly vilified far, far beyond that in the description in Divrei Hayamim, in Chronicles. We have a far more negative description than the one we find in Kings. This negative evaluation in Chronicles can perhaps be understood based on the fact that Yehoram is in fact married to a descendant of the house of Ahav, and perhaps the highly negative evaluation of the house of Ahav in Divrei Hayamim colors the evaluation of Yehoram in that way. But Yehoram is really a demonic, monstrous figure in Divrei Hayamim in a way that he's not in Melachim. In particular, he is attributed accused of fratricide, something which he's not accused of in Melachim, and which seems to be in keeping with the description of Ataliah, the descendant of the house of Ahav, to whom he may be married. And that may be part of the reason for this very, very negative description of him. His character is introduced in the opening psukim of Perek Kaf Aleph with the statement that he had many brothers, and we find this in the first three psukim. Vayishkav Yehoshaphat im avotav, vayikaver im avotav b'ir David, vayimloch Yehoram benot tachtav. Pasuk 1, Yehoshaphat lay with his fathers, he was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Yehoram his son ruled in his stead. Pasuk bet, velo achim bnei Yehoshaphat, Azariah v'Yichiel u'Zchariahu v'Azariahu u'Michael u'Shvatiahu, kol ele bnei Yehoshaphat melech Yisrael. He had brothers, sons of Yehoshaphat, and it lists their names. And pasuk gimel, v'yiten lahem avihem matanot rabot lechesef u'lzahav u'lmigdanot im arei mitzurot b'Yehuda. Their father gave them many presents, including gold, silver, as well as other presents, alongside cities of fortification in Yehuda. But the kingship was given to Yehoram, for he was the firstborn. Yehoram is then accused of fratricide. Pasuk Dalet, Vayakom Yehoram al Mamlechet Aviv, Vayitchazak, Vayaroget Kol Echav Bacharev, Vegam Misarei Yisrael. Yehoram then rose up and took control of his father's kingship and destroyed all his brothers by sword, along with officers of Israel. So he's described here as sort of seizing power from his brothers. His brothers had certain responsibilities in fortified cities. He took control of those and knocked off his brothers. He is then explicitly credited with going in the way of Ahav. If we look at Pasuk Vav, Vayelech b'derech malchei Yisrael ka'asher asu beit Ahav, ki bat Ahav hayita lo le'isha, vayas hara b'enei Hashem. He went in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahav had done, for the daughter of Ahav was his wife. He did that which was evil in the eyes of God. And Pasuk Zayin, a statement which we find similar, to which we find a similar state, one in Sefer Melachim. Pasuk Zayin, v'lo avay Hashem l'hashchit et beit David lema'an habrit asher karat le'David. God did not want to destroy the house of David for the sake of the covenant which he had made with David, as God had said to him, to give him and his sons some sort of candle which would last throughout the days, throughout the ages. So that basic idea that Yehoram is negatively evaluated, but that he is negatively evaluated, but that God did not want to destroy the kingship, that we find in Melachim. But the idea that he killed his brothers is not something that we find in Melachim. That's a new statement in Divrei Hayamim. Furthermore, we then find evidence in Melachim and in Divrei Hayamim that the kingdom became weaker in his time. We're told in Pasuk Ched, Biyamav Pasha Edom mitachat yad Yehuda, vayamlichu aleihem melech. In his days, Edom rebelled against Yehuda and ceased to be part of, under Yehuda's control, and they appointed a king over themselves. So that the establishment of a kingship in Edom is part of the weakness of Yehoram's kingship, and of course that's connected in Divrei Hayamim to his bad deeds. There's a theory in Divrei Hayamim that bad deeds are immediately punishment, the Torah Tagmul HaMiyadi, the immediate theory of reward and punishment. And so here his negative actions are connected to his punishment. Now, in Melachim, there's a detailed description of his battle against Edom. That's absent. In Divrei Hayamim, all we're told here is Vayavor Yehoram im Sarav v'chol harechev imo v'hikam laila v'yachet Edom hasoveve la v'etzare harachev. Yehoram went with his officers and with all his chariots. He woke up at night and defeated Edom, who was surrounding him along with the officers of his chariots. So there's a sort of positive result that seems to result from his battles with Edom. But that doesn't last, because the next pasuk we're told that a city within the borders of Yehuda rebels alongside Edom. Pasuk 10, Vayifsha Edom mitachat yad Yehuda ad hayom hazeh. Edom rebelled from the hands of Yehuda until this day. In other words, the war of Yoram was ultimately not successful. Az tifsha livna ba'et ahi mitachat yado, ki azav et Hashem elokei avotav. Livna, which is a city located in the Shvela of Yehuda. I believe Livna is to be identified with Tel Burna, which is located on the road from Beit Shemesh to Beit Guvrin, just slightly west of the road. That city, Livna, rebelled at this time from his hand. It ceased to be part of the kingship of Yehuda, probably transferred its allegiance to the king Philistine Gat, which is located not very far away. This is because Yoram abandoned God. Now, Yoram's abandonment of God he will receive a punishment for abandoning God, which is very, very harsh. But every punishment in Divrei Hayamim is preceded by a warning, and the warning hasn't come yet. And the warning is now introduced in Pesukim Yud Bet through Tetvav. The warning comes from a character we know and love, who makes his only appearance in Divrei Hayamim in this pasuk. The warning comes from Eliyahu HaNavi. This is the only recorded instance of Eliyahu HaNavi interacting directly with the king of Yehuda without interacting with an Israelite king. And it seems to be because of his connection to Yisrael that he gets this warning from Eliyahu. Vayavo elav michtav me Eliyahu HaNavi limor, ko amar Hashem Elokei David Avicha, תחת אשר לא הלכת בדרכי יהושפט אביך ובדרכי עשה מלך יהודה ותלך בדרך מלכי ישראל ותזנה את יהודה ואת יושבי ירושלים כאזנות בית אחיו וגם את אחיך בית אביך הטובים ממך הרגת. So פסוקים יוד בית יוד גימו list all the sins of Yehoram, and they are principally associated with his acting like the house of Achav. Translating פסוק 12 יוד בית. A letter came to Yehoram from Eliyahu the prophet, saying, thus says God, the God of David your father, because you haven't gone in the ways of Yehoshaphat your father, or in the ways of Asa, the king of Yehuda, rather, Pasuk 13, you went in the ways of the kings of Israel, you have caused Yehuda to whore, as well as the inhabitants of Jerusalem, like the whoring of the house of Achav. The idea here that abandoning God is like a woman abandoning her husband and seeking another lover. Israel has abandoned its God. Yehuda has acted like the house of Achav. The image of the whore, of the zonah, is prevalent in the descriptions of the house of Achav in the Eliyahu stories in Melachim. And here that image is applied also to Yehoram. Together with that, fratricide. Your brothers, your father's house, who are better than you, you have killed. So that's associated with the acting like the house of Achav, because Achav's granddaughter Ataliah is credited in Sefer Melachim with killing many of the descendants of Achaziah the king at a slightly later period. Pasuk Yudal, Hinei Hashem nogef magefa gedola be'amecha uvanecha uvnashecha uvechol ruchoshecha. Behold, God will give a great plague among your people, your sons, your wives, and all your property. Pasuk Tedvav. Va'ata b'chalayim rabim b'machala b'me'echa Ad yetzu me'echa min ha'choli yamim al yamim. You will have very significant illnesses, an illness in your intestines, until your intestines will leave you from this illness for days upon days. This is a statement of an illness which is both painful and profoundly embarrassing. It's a ridiculous end to a king who acts in a manner that is unconscionable. He, rather than having a sort of a respectable ending, someone who has committed the unpardonable sin of fratricide will literally have his innards drip out of him, will die in a way that is embarrassing. He sees the kingdom illegitimately, and he will receive his recompense by having his innards leak out. And I wonder whether the direct connection between the crime and the punishment is not the idea of attempting to kill your brothers. You're killing the seed of your father, and the seed of a man is represented in many places in Tanakh, Banecha hayotzi mechalatzecha, or Banecha hayotzi memeecha, your sons who will leave through your loins, or your sons who will leave through your innards. And sort of the intestines or the internal organs are the symbol of a man's generation of children. And here, his having killed his father's children, his own innards, his own intestines, will leak out in a disgusting way. The punishment that Eliyahu mentioned is twofold. First, a plague against the nation, and then a plague against illness of innards of Yehoram himself. The plague against the nation is mentioned briefly in Pasuk Tetzayin. Vayara Hashem al Yehoram et ruach plishtim v'ha'arvim asher al yad kushim. God awakened upon Yehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabs, who were together with the Cushites. Pasuk Yud Zayin v'yalu v'yehuda v'yivka'uha v'yishmu et kol harechush hanimtza levet ha'melech v'gam banav v'nashav v'lo nish'ar lo ben ki'im yehoachaz ben k'ton banav. These Philistines and Arabs attacked Yehuda, breached it, took as captives all the booty, all the property which was found in the house of the king, as well as his sons and his wives, so that no sons remained to him except for Yehoachaz, his youngest son. So that is the plague against the kingdom. What about his personal plague? Pasuk Yutet. Ve'acharei kol zot negafo Hashem b'me'av l'acholi le'en marpeh. After all this, God smote him in his innards with a sickness which could not be healed. Vahi liyamim yamim uche'et seit haketz liyamim shnayim yatzu me'av im cholyo v'yamot b'tachalu'im ra'im. Ve'lo asu lo amo sreifa kisreifat avotav. After all this, God punished him, as we saw in Pasuk Yudchet, with a sickness in his innards which could not be healed. Pasuk Yutet, and it was at the end of many days, at the end of 2 years more specifically, that his innards left him with his sickness. He died in great illnesses, and he was not, and nothing, his property was not burned as the burning of his ancestors. There was a custom to burn the property that belonged to the king upon his death. Apparently, Yehoram's property, personal property, was so disgusting from his innard illness, because his innards leaked out over his personal property, that they couldn't even do this. His personal property was cast away in a disrespectful manner, and someone who began by seizing the throne ended his reign in a way that profoundly lacked dignity, profoundly showed the divine displeasure, and ended with no funeral rites, which in some way indicate continuity and respect. And he lacked all of these. So that is the end of the saga, and we are told more specifically in Pasuk 20, the final Pasuk of the Perek, Vayelech belo chemda. He went without any love. He departed without any pleasure, love, or respect for his person. And he was furthermore, Vayikberuhu bi'ir David v'lo b'kivrot ha'melachim, he was buried in the city of David and not in the burial places of the kings. He is somehow cut off from the seed of the royal family.